So imagine having a literal Formula One engine just, sitting in your garage,
Right.
but you're only using it to like drive to the end of the driveway to pick up the mail.
That would be a massive waste.
Exactly. And according to our main source today, the Mastering Power BI AI 2026 Orange County Business Guide, that is exactly what most business intelligence teams are doing with Microsoft Power BI right now.
Yeah, it's pretty wild.
They are leaving roughly 70% of its new capabilities completely untouched. So, welcome to the Deep Dive.
Glad to be here.
Our mission today is to really explore this massive kind of silent transformation happening in the corporate world.
Yeah, silent is the right word.
Right. So whether you listening to this are prepping for a Q3 strategy meeting, or maybe you're trying to make sense of a massive spreadsheet, or you just love knowing how the business world operates.
This is for you.
Yeah, this deep dive is going to completely change how you look at data, because the setup here is that Power BI has changed more in the last 18 months than in the previous 5 years combined.
It really has, mainly because of Copilot AI.
Right. And yet, like we said, most BI teams are using less than 30% of these features.
What's fascinating here is why that adoption gap exists.
Yeah, why is that?
Well, it isn't because the software is, too complex to learn. It's actually the exact opposite.
Wait, really?
Yeah, I mean, we are witnessing a fundamental shift in how human beings interact with business intelligence. Because for the entire history of data analysis, the bottleneck was always the technical skill, right?
Like writing the code.
Exactly. You needed to know the syntax, how to build a report. But now, the bottleneck is simply knowing what questions to ask.
Okay, let's unpack this. Because if we are leaving 70% of this power on the table, what exactly is the magic we are missing out on?
To understand what we're missing, you really have to look at the most visible change first, which is how we actually create reports now.
Right, going from clicking and dragging to...
to simply having a conversation with your data.
A conversation.
Yeah, natural language report creation.
Yeah.
The guide has this great specific example.
Oh, yeah, the bar chart one.
Right, so a user opens a blank canvas and just types, create a bar chart showing monthly revenue by product category for Q1 2026, filtered to our top 10 customers by lifetime value.
Which, just to be clear, normally takes a while to build.
Oh, absolutely. But here, Copilot automatically generates the visual, it writes the DAX measure right on the fly, and applies all the filters.
It writes the DAX, because DAX is notoriously, like, unforgiving. You miss a comma and the whole thing crashes.
I know, right? But the AI handles it. And the time savings are just massive. We're talking a 60 to 80% reduction in standard report creation time.
Wow. So an 80% reduction, that turns a multi-day project into, what, an afternoon?
Or a coffee break, honestly. And it goes beyond just charts. There's also the narrative summaries feature.
Okay, I read about this in the source, but I gotta say, usually automated text summaries sound like, I don't know, robotic Mad Libs, like, sales went up, good job.
Yeah, the old rules-based ones were terrible. But this is LLM reasoning. In seconds, the AI draft a two-page written commentary. 2 pages of actual synthesized analytical commentary. It justifies the Power BI premium per user license all by itself. For companies that do, like monthly board packs or quarterly reviews.
That's incredible. And the Q&A enhancements too, right?
Right. Historically, if you typed the wrong field name, the system just threw an error code.
Yeah, like error 404. I don't know what you're talking about.
Exactly. But now Copilot understands the business context. If you're ambiguous, it doesn't crash. It actively asks clarifying questions.
So it's like having an executive sous chef.
Ooh, that's a good way to put it.
Yeah, like you don't have to chop the onions or make the stock for hours. You just tell them what dish you want and they plate it.
Yes.
But wait, let me push back here. If the AI is doing 80% of the work in seconds, does this mean BI developers are suddenly obsolete?
See, that's the immediate fear. But no, they aren't obsolete at all. Their value proposition just shifts.
How so?
They upgrade. They go from being near report builders to what you'd call insight architects.
Insight architects. I like that.
Yeah, because once Copilot has built the report and summarized the what, the natural next step for any business user is asking why.
Right. Why did our sales tank last month?
Exactly.
Yeah.
And because the AI can now instantly build the charts, the platform's whole focus shifts to actively hunting down that why. Using these built-in AI insights.
Okay, let's get into those insights because the anomaly detection stuff blew my mind.
That's powerful. So anomaly detection automatically finds unexpected time series deviations.
And how hard is it to set up?
You literally just add it to a line chart with a date axis. That's it.
Wow.
And it doesn't just put a little red dot on the weird data point.
Yeah.
It provides contextual explanations for, say, revenue or cost spikes.
Which saves the finance team from having to manually check every single data series.
It saves days of work.
But what if I want to know what's actually driving a metric? Like beyond just a sudden spike.
Then you use the key influencers visual.
Right, the machine learning one.
Yeah. It uses machine learning to rank what drives a specific metric. So say you want to figure out what drives closed won deals.
Okay.
It'll look at the data and rank things like industry or deal size or the length of the sales cycle. And you don't need a data science background to use it.
Which is crazy to me.
And it shows both the direction and the magnitude. So it won't just say deal size matters. It'll say when deal size is under X, your chances increase by Y.
Okay, here's where it gets really interesting, but also, you know, a little intimidating.
How so?
If I'm a non-technical sales director, how do I actually trust a key influencer model or this decomposition tree thing if I don't know the math behind it?
That is the biggest hurdle. But the beauty of these 2026 features, specifically for you as the user, is explainability.
Explainability, meaning it shows its work.
Exactly. The AI doesn't just give you a magic number and say, trust me. It shows you exactly which factors in the data model contributed to the anomaly or the influence.
Oh, that's cool. So you can actually verify it.
Right. And with the decomposition tree, it's interactive root cause analysis. The AI actually suggests the next best dimension to explore.
So if I'm looking at last quarter's cost increases,
it might say, hey, you should look at overtime labor next and branch out for you.
Man. But for these incredibly fast, explainable insights to actually work on the front end, the underlying plumbing of the software had to be entirely ripped out, right?
Oh, completely ripped out and replaced.
Yeah.
Which brings us to the back end reality. Microsoft Fabric.
Right. Microsoft Fabric. The source talks a lot about this.
Yeah. Fabric is the unified analytics platform that basically absorbed Power BI back in 2024.
And one of the biggest things here is Copilot in Power Query, right?
Yes. This is a game changer for ETL work. Extract, transform, load.
Because writing M code is normally a nightmare.
It is. But now analysts can use natural language to write complex M code for data transformation.
So I just say, clean up this messy column, and it writes the M code.
Basically, yeah. The ROI for BI teams on that alone is massive.
And what about data scientists? The source mentioned notebook integration.
Right. Python and R notebooks can now run complex machine learning and statistical models that flow seamlessly directly into Power BI.
No separate tools.
No separate tools. It's all unified.
Okay. And then there's real-time intelligence.
Yes. Event streams and KQL databases. This allows for sub-second refresh rates.
Sub-second? Like instant.
Exactly. The guide uses examples like manufacturing production lines, healthcare patient flows, tracking financial markets in real time.
So to continue the car analogy from earlier.
I love a good car analogy.
No, we didn't just get a new dashboard and a GPS. In 2024, Microsoft secretly swapped out the engine for a Formula One engine. I just asked for data cleaning and it writes the M code for me.
That's exactly what happened.
But, and this is a big but, dropping a Formula One engine into a company's workflow is incredibly dangerous if nobody knows how to steer.
Absolutely terrifying, honestly.
Right. So all this power necessitates strict rules, which brings us to the governance and the implementation roadmap outlined in the guide.
Yeah, governance is the catch. You can't just let the AI run wild.
So what are the requirements?
Well, AI-generated DAX measures must be validated by a human, period.
That makes sense.
And those AI narrative summaries, they must be reviewed before going to any external stakeholders. You cannot just blindly email an AI summary to the board.
What about data security? Because people are paranoid about AI reading sensitive stuff.
Rightly so. That's where Microsoft Purview information protection labels come in.
Purview?
Yeah. Copilot must respect these labels so sensitive data stays completely governed. It won't summarize things it isn't allowed to see.
Okay, so let's walk through the six-phase implementation roadmap. The guide highlights this specifically for Orange County enterprises, but obviously it applies to you wherever you're listening.
It's a universal framework, really.
Right. So phase one is pilot with the BI team first.
Keep it contained. Let the experts test it.
Phase two, audit semantic models and field descriptions.
This is crucial for Copilot quality. It needs to know what the data actually means.
Phase three, guided business user training. The guide actually says no blind self-service.
No, you have to train them.
Phase four, implement anomaly detection on the top five critical metrics.
Just the top five. Don't boil the ocean.
Phase five, Deploy narrative summaries for high-frequency reports.
Like those monthly board packs we talked about.
And finally, phase 6, establish a review process for all AI outputs.
Exactly. And the source actually mentions Technegen's role in the OC area for this.
Oh, yeah, the IT consulting firm.
Right. They provide semantic model optimization and a free readiness assessment for companies that are, you know, stuck under that 30% utilization mark.
Okay, so let me ask you this. What does this all mean? We have this amazing conversational self-service tool.
Best we've ever seen.
But step 1 and step 3 of the roadmap explicitly say, don't just roll this out to business users as self-service. Why the gatekeeping?
This raises an important question, and it comes back to the golden rule of AI.
Garbage in, garbage out.
Garbage in, garbage out. Copilot's output is entirely dependent on the quality of the underlying semantic model descriptions.
Oh, I see.
If you don't audit the data first, the AI will confidently serve up incredibly inaccurate business insights. It will hallucinate beautifully formatted, totally wrong answers.
Wow. Because it's only as smart as the labels you give the data.
Exactly. So governance isn't just about security, it's about accuracy.
Man, what a journey. Let's summarize where we're at, because we've covered a lot. We've gone from typing simple chat prompts to having AI uncover hidden anomalies.
All in seconds.
All powered by the heavy lifting of Microsoft Fabric. Provided, of course, we follow that strict governance roadmap.
Crucial caveat, yes.
So whether your company is in Orange County or anywhere else in the world, being well-informed today means realizing that the barrier to data analysis has completely vanished.
It's gone.
You are no longer limited by your coding ability. You're only limited by your curiosity.
And that leaves us with a really provocative final thought to ponder, especially looking at that roadmap and the intense focus on governance.
Okay, what is it?
Well, if AI is now fully capable of writing the code, generating the visual reports, and actively spotting the anomalies,
which it is,
does the ultimate competitive advantage for a business intelligence team completely shift away from analyzing data to strictly policing it?
Oh, wow.
Think about it. If the software is the new analyst, perhaps the human's only remaining job is to be the ultimate skeptic.
The ultimate skeptic. I love that. And that is a perfect note to end on. Thank you for joining us on this deep dive into the 2026 AI data landscape. Keep asking your data the right questions, stay curious, and we'll see you next time.